ladies and gents.
What's good, people?
It's Reg.
It's Stone.
And right now, we've got a new business opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are at home, you know, unemployed, wondering what's next. You know what I'm saying? Seeing what's happening in the world, seeing what's happening in the rap world, we have decided to go into, that's right, the bodyguard business. You know what I'm saying? You're afraid to go out there and play some gigs. You're afraid to run up in certain towns, afraid to run up in certain arenas. We got your back. We got a whole bunch of dudes out there. You know what I'm saying? Built an entourage. Give no fucks. You know what I'm saying? Any other rapper foes show up. You know what I'm saying? Beatdowns get handed out. You know what I'm saying? Old school New York style. They wear Tim's, baggy jeans. You know what I'm saying? Do-rags. We're bringing it full 90s. 90s bodyguards. 90s Wu-Tang video, basically.
Bro, you know what would be, I mean, taking it to 2024, we're in the future, right? I want a body double robot. Because now they got the robots and just face off, stick like the Drake mask on and just have him walk around all the cities in North America that he cannot walk around in anymore. And then it's like the robot gets beat down, but Drake is like sitting, you know, Calabasas, chilling. We can get VC money for that. We can get some VC money for that.
I'm pretty sure. I have a counter app. So basically, you know, you're out there in the club, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. You know, somebody comes in, the infamous drops a drink on your shoes, you're mad. Hop on the Beatdown app, you know what I'm saying? Order 4 or 5 dudes, give them the address. foreverhaveyourback.com, you know what I'm saying?
It's like Uber for Beatdowns. Oh, dude. We got to pitch that right now. Whew. Oh, man.
As you can kind of guess, me and Stone are referring to Rap Civil War. You know what I'm saying? It's out of nowhere. It's, you know, they were small. You had all the Marvel stingers, all the subliminals going out there. You know, and then suddenly, you know, weather's getting a little warmer. It's about to hit blockbuster season, about to be May. And they were like, all right, let's get these movies out there.
Yeah, man. You know, and I can't even call it Civil War because it's World War III right now. It's like everybody's jumping into this battle. Like I'm like Lil Dicky's going to jump in. Like I just feel like it's crazy. Now everybody has a diss track, and which is funny. So I'm going to run down like all I know, and I feel like I am missing I'm missing key elements because I heard that like. The We Don't Trust You album has more like subliminal disses.
Yeah, it's
you know, but basically like, you know, Kendrick, you know, I started this new round, right? He dropped that track with on the feature and Metro Boomin album, and he basically said there's no big three, there's big me, right? And you know, I think everybody's like, yo, rap is back, but I think we thought it was just like playground basketball. Right. Like you like, you know, pick up a ball, you know, you like scuffle with some dudes on the court. Maybe you throw some elbows, but you're all going to like grab a beer at the end of the night. Right. And then J. Cole like basically drops out.
Drops the first diss. Not wildly.
No, sorry. So J. Cole drops a weak ass diss. A weak ass diss. On a mixtape called, Might Delete Later, and then actually deletes the fucking track. I forgot about that. So that happens, and then he basically says at the Dreamville Festival, he's like, oh, like, you know, it didn't sit right with his soul, right? You know, Kendrick is like one of the greatest rappers of all time, which is like when somebody on Twitter said like this is like the fourth or the fifth time somebody tried to diss Kendrick and apologized, or Macklemore went up against Kendrick and apologized. I don't know what Kendrick has, but so far he's actually not taking any shots right now.
He's got the apology stones. It's just like, damn, they go home, they think about it. It's just like.
And then Drake, like, not Drake officially, but somebody says, like, hey, there's a track that sounds like Drake. and Drake is going at all of these different, you know, like at like Kendrick for, you know, TDE, and said like SZA wipe you down, like blah blah blah. And but then there was no official confirmation, so people are kind of like, is this AI? Because that's like the world that we live in. Like, is this AI? If it was, I mean, look, AI's got bars. But like, there's still, as far as I know, there's no confirmation that this is actually a Drake track. But it was actually fire Drake. Like, Drake was fired up. It's
90% confirmed because it got copyright strikes. And then Dave, because there was a Kendrick AI officially that dropped today. And that one, everybody was like, nah, this is all fake. It's presumable that the Drake one was real because it had copyright strikes and everybody kept it rocking. Like Drake never said anything about it. Everybody pivoted on as if that was real. So I guess in the WWE world of rap, we could consider it real. I don't know.
You know, it's a petty ass move from Drake, right? Like, it is a petty ass move. Like, you know, I feel like, again, like, this is 2010. We're dropping tracks on Twitter and DatPiff. You know, at least own your shit, you know?
Yeah, like J. Cole had it on an album. He put it to streaming. Yeah. He probably had to get copyrights. You know what I'm saying?
It was like own it. Own it. So then that happened. And then basically, we still don't trust you. Metro Boomin and Future got released. And apparently, there's like a shit ton of subliminal disses on this whole album.
I love the fact Weekend wants smoke. Weekend. little fucking synthy tiny suit wearing Weekend and Calabasas himself, it's on something like, I went in on this rap beef.
Yeah, Weekend's out here. ASAP is out here at Drake. Again, no shots at Kendrick. Drake is getting all the shots right now.
Wow, actually, yeah, he's shit. Kendrick's at home sad. He's like, I put the ball on the play. I'm here with the video game, with the controllers. I got the Genesis set up, and everybody's just like ignoring me.
Yeah. So then, we're digesting that as hip hop fans. Rick Ross drops White Boy, which is just straight napalm. Number one, where Rick Ross come from?
It's, if I remember correctly, the issue of Rick Ross was Drake, being the petty god as he is, when he released his diss, he threw some extra bars there towards Ross's
direction. Oh, okay. All right.
And apparently Ross was on some, like, you know, in between Ringstop runs, was on some, like, I got time.
I'm happy that Ross has found this fire. It's fire
song?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's been a minute since we actually, you know, we're like, oh, checking for Rick Ross, right? Like, Rick Ross is kind of like, or the Hustling is what, like, almost 20 years old. He's like the nostalgia tour, and now he's like, no, I'm still out here, right?
Yeah, no,
so Rick Ross is in the battle. And then Drake, being a petty ass, posts on his official IG a text message between him and his mom, and his mom is like, because Ross is like, yo, you got a nose job, and his mom is like, is that true? And like, Drake is like, no, Rick Ross is crazy. and that's, I don't know, I have been working all day, so I have no idea if there's any new news in the world war. But that's where I stopped as of yesterday.
No, it's a pretty good summation. I think the most that, like I said, is there was an unofficial confirmation of an AI Kendrick track this morning. So that's, so at least I think is the idea is that if it's real AI fake, they'll kind of come out like, nah, this is not the real shit. I think it's been, I hate to say this, the Drake track was fire, and so was the Rick Ross track was fire, and I think overall, I'm like, this is great. Keep this going. Like, I'm getting these holidays. Let's get more. I want to hear, where's Ice Spice? Let's Megan Thee. Let's get more Lucy's, man. More top tier Lucy's. I'm here for it. No more 5,000 fucking song albums to game the algorithm. Give me these dope, you know, one and dones. Two verses, Venom in and out of the studio, back to fucking, you know what I'm saying, playing the PlayStation or watching fucking Netflix.
Yeah, I'm, man.
This has been a great, it's, I hate to say it, and I think that people have to understand that, you know, unfortunately, because of what happened with Biggie and Tupac, there's a lot of negativity towards rap beef. You know, it's, and even the irony being that Tupac apparently didn't even die for rap beef. It was more some just inner fucking gangster shit. But generally, it's part of the art form, right? Like, the real rocks, the reason why we know Roxanne Shanté is literally she was a young girl who hopped in on a diss track that became popular. So, like, at a certain point, like, hip-hop and quote-unquote beefs are synonymous. Now, ideally, it's nothing that deep. Yeah, battle rap. Yeah, subliminal tone here and there. You know, it definitely doesn't. And I think that the idea is that it devolves into fucking like violence or it's just like who's the better rapper, right? That's the goal.
Yeah,
that's, who could outbar anybody else? And I will say that, you know, seeing Drake come with fire, which to be honest with you was definitely lacking on his last record overall. Last few records. To see Rick Ross come out there out of nowhere. Doing like Rick, sound like Rick Ross 2014, and it's like, how mad can I be? This has been fucking great. I think Rick Ross is fucking hilarious. I think Drake just put in some solid shots. And like, I do think your point though is the fact of where Kendrick started this all and he's at home. Like, why won't they play with me? Maybe my breath smells, but yeah, no, I think it's great. I think that, I think the fascinating thing here though, and then going back to the idea of a Drake, is that, you know, like a Jay-Z, love him or hate him, you always hear about Jay-Z reaching out to the young cats. I remember there was a point where Jay-Z is shouting out Crate Playboy Cardi. You know, there's nothing in it for him. You may make the argument that at times Jay-Z has hopped on some younger cats tracks and gotten some clout off there. But for the most part, it seems like he generally loves the game. And you can see that Jay-Z is the kind of person where, you know, it's like the NBA, right?
Yeah.
So we're playing playoffs and shit. I hate you. You hate me, Stone. But, you know, bell rings. We're back fucking probably at the strip club. Strip club or casinos. You know, and that's the way it is. It's a sport to a certain extent. And the only thing that's been interesting about Drake is, particularly considering these are all close collaborators, Future, they have a fucking great fucking album together.
Yeah.
You know, Rick Ross and fucking Drake, multiple singles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is not really one-offs. These are people who've collaborated. And the thing I could point to is, and we've discussed it before, at least the way Drake's been, is the idea of where he's just a bitter dude. This is a dude that was throwing bars at Esperanza Spalding for losing 10 years ago. A dude who was throwing bars at Serena Williams. When you think about it, imagine you're beefing with your fucking college girlfriend. Like, she's got, like, two kids. Like, that's the kind of things he was doing, and him sabotaging I Love Makonnen's career. So the thing about Drake is that he's always been kind of petty. And I think that to a certain extent, it kind of probably plays out in interpersonal relationships. Because, again, it's weird to see, like, you know, you got A$AP Rocky over here. You've got Rick Ross over here. You got Future over here. You've got all these people who... The Weeknd? Where the fuck is The Weeknd coming from? So it's just weird to kind of see all these dudes kind of go on the offensive. And it's kind of, again, for hip hop, it's fantastic. But I think it kind of shows to the fact of where, and maybe that's been the issue the whole time. I don't think he likes rap music. Like Drake. Yeah, I think it's a means to end at times. I think that's a certain, let me rephrase this. I won't say he doesn't like rap music, but it's weirdly interesting where, you know, It's still a team sport, if that makes any word sense, right? But you look at it, and it's like all these past collaborators are going at you. It'd be one thing if it was just like, all right, cool. You know, like, I know, like, a lot of the A$AP Rocky beef is because he made some lines about Rihanna, right? So I can fucking get that shit, right? That makes more sense to me. But it's just, but, like, all these dudes are dudes you'd had really, like, again, like, huge records with. Like, you had to be listening to you for hours upon hours. You had to be on tour. There was a Drake Future tour. That's probably 6 months. They've probably been each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a, almost a little mini marriage. And it's weird to see them all turn on him. And I think that, like I said, I don't know what's happening there as far as he's concerned. But maybe, like I said, it bleeds into why we've been, like, so, like, again, because I'm a Drake fan. I want Drake to win, honestly. Like, you know, I even villainous Drake I like. But the thing is, something's been missing there. And I think maybe that's what's been happening. It's bleeding into his interpersonal relationships. He's just there. He's just there doing Drake and get in, get out, make money, create content, whatever, whatever. And that's all. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's like the weirdest thing too, just because again, like Kendrick is getting no shots right now. Right? Except from Drake, right? But then it's just like maybe Kendrick is such a loved dude that they're like, you know, when Drake shot at Kendrick, it's just like now everybody's kind of like, oh no, fuck that. Kendrick's my boy. Right? So like I'm going to shoot at you, right? And it's just kind of crazy to kind of see, yeah, like all of the things. And again, like I thought this was just like WWE, you know, I thought this was like, you know, pick up basketball, but I feel like there are real emotions in these tracks, you know, and there's real like, oh shit. Like, you know, and hopefully there's no violence, like for real, for real.
Yeah, you know, I think they're too old, and I hate to say it like that because Lord knows Freddie Gibbs is old as shit, and him and Benny Payne the Butcher were throwing blows. But I think that, you know, Rick Ross, I think they're all happy where they are. I think to a certain extent, you're dealing with rap megastars. Like ASAP Rocky is there lying, you know, he's with Rihanna in their mansion. Rick Ross is in fucking Miami in his mansion. You know, probably the only one who's probably still really outside is probably Drake, and that's only if there's a light-skinned girl around. You know what I'm saying? Like, to a certain extent, these guys are in their own type of worlds. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're in their late 30s. Future's 40. I didn't realize, like, Future is, like, older than all of them. Shit. You know, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, it's definitely, like, you know, and somebody actually compared this beef to, like, you know, Nas and Jay-Z, and they're, like, in their 20s, right? And, like... You guys are like almost eligible for an AARP card. You're like 5 years off, you know, like you know, come on,
young girls in the club calling you sir. Talking about how you're running with their dads.
and the sad thing is that could be your daughter. That I'm sorry y'all, but that could be your daughter.
That's true.
But I think, yeah, it's definitely a different beef. I think the more interesting thing, and I know we had some things in the notes, just around your boy Jermaine Cole. You know, yeah. He bowed out early. And I think, you know, I do wonder if he knew that the smoke was coming. And it's like, you know what? I'm good. Like he saw the group chat, he saw the WhatsApp chat. You know, like he was on the Zoom thread, and he's just like, "Oh shit, this is getting too real for me. I have my bag."
ASAP Rocky goes into the chat, changes the title to like "Death to Drizzy."
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I got my festival, I got my bag, I am good. Is he the smartest man right now? Is J. Cole the smartest man right now?
All right, so I'm going to come up with a counter perspective. I think that, again, we don't know. So I will definitely say it's highly probable that, like, it's going to get uglier and nastier, right? I don't think it's going to turn to violence. But I have no, I do not doubt it's going to get turned mean, right? I think Rick Ross, even though he did it respectfully, saying, you know, you got your mama on me, you know, it's again, but I will say this, the reason why I find Cole fascinating is that he's the kind of rapper where, so, you know, usually a lot of underground rappers are happy being underground, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Earl Sweatshirt is like, I am Earl Sweatshirt. Logic is like, I'm Logic. Mac Miller, I'm Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, I think it's not to be funny, it's an arc for a lot of musicians, right? You come in, you're young, it's just like, yo, I'm going to be playing at Yankee Stadium in like a year.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it does not happen. And that's not a negative, that's not a bad thing. Is the thing is, art is, you know, to hit that kind of echelon requires a shitload of luck on top of talent and everything else. The stars aligning, you know, the audience being ready, XYZ. So I think to a certain extent, artists learn very quick what the niches are and kind of adjust. You know, I remember Tinashe. Tinashe, I remember very early on in career, used to always kind of complain about how, you know, there's only X amount of slots for X amount of black girls, and she's not taking, you know, she's not an R&B person, she's a pop person. And then, you know, I think the interesting thing, her career the last 3 or 4 years when she went independent, was the fact of she's embracing it. You know, Don Richards, same exact thing. He's like, at a certain point, it's like, look, I am not that girl, but that doesn't mean I can make dope art over here. The thing about J. Cole is the idea of where he was somebody who always felt like he wanted to be up there. If you're Jay-Z's, your Nas's, and the thing is, and he is, he's somebody where he could play huge festivals. You know, I went to try to go see him in a museum in New York. That shit was lines and lines and lines around the block. This is a dude that's a big rapper. And at the same time, you can see that there's something there. He's always rapping from the sense of underdog, about how he's underrated, underprivileged. I mean, underprivileged, you know, underappreciated.
Yeah.
And it's always been interesting to me because, you know, unlike a Lupe, where Lupe is a God-tier rapper, but he's just like, I am not about that kind of life. You can see J. Cole kind of always being there. And the weird thing is, and this is the funny part, this was his opportunity. Like, if he wanted to cross over, like, this was the time. Like, win or lose, J. Cole's gotten the most, like, attention from, like, the mainstream bigger rap world than he's gotten in a minute. And it's very interesting where, again, I don't know what the chat happened where he's on something like, y'all niggas is crazy. And I firmly believe that happened. But it would have been really nice for him to kind of hop on the Rick Ross track, kind of cracking jokes. It would have been nice for him to do, you know, Drake is pulling fucking an ether beat or whatever. However the stars align, because it feels like J. Cole's, in the script that was written, J. Cole was supposed to be the heel turn. Maybe like a month or two from now. But like the thing is, I would have liked to see J. Cole in this arena, not necessarily for beef, but kind of like hopping on tracks, doing more mainstream stuff that, you know, immediately he puts out, everybody's looking in his direction. Like I said, I understand the whys, but it would have been interesting if he stayed in the beefs, what I'm saying.
Yeah. So two things about J. Cole. One is he's a very interesting, like pop star. And I say pop star because he can sell out Madison Square Garden, right? But you, like, when you look at him, he looks like he's panhandling in front of Madison Square Garden. Just to keep it real, right? And then, you know, like looking at like all of his videos, a lot, you know, from his last album, most of them were shot with iPhone. Like he kind of wants to play that indie rapper aesthetic, but he also is getting major pop star, major label moves. Right. And I actually applaud him for doing that because it's very hard to do that, I think, you know, and he's kind of stayed with himself. You know, even Kendrick did a track with Taylor Swift. Right. So like, you know, he's been able to like maintain this level, and I think he's very
no features
though. I mean, but I think he's very comfortable with that. Like I don't think he, like, he likes his boat and he doesn't want to rock it. If I was a rapper, I'd probably be like J. Cole. I'm like, oh, I'm getting a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
I am not causing beef. You know, but the most interesting thing now is with all the daggers at Drake, I mean, what really kind of started this was First Person Shooter with J. Cole and Drake, right? And that was like forever ago, and people forgot because it took Kendrick like a year to respond. But, you know, like basically, I don't think Cole's going to do it because I think Cole is trying to be Switzerland about this whole thing. But it's just like, where are your allegiances at, Cole? Like, you did that track with Drake. Are you aligned with Drake? Now Drake's getting all the daggers. Do you jump back in? You know? Or, like, are you, like, also, like, fuck Drake? Because just because you did a track with Drake does not mean...
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
that you're on good terms.
The views on this song do not necessarily reflect the views of J. Cole. Please refer to my lawyers.
You know, so yeah, no, I mean, like, that's going to be a very interesting decision for Cole, but I think he's going to stay out. I don't think he's motivated by that upside. I think he thinks of it as pickup basketball, and he's like, oh shit, like, there's real emotions. I'm good. I don't see it happening.
You know, I agree. Like I said, to me, it's a missed opportunity because, like, again, he's right for somebody. Like I said, he's towed a line of where he's definitely one of the biggest rappers out there. But also at the same time, it's almost, he's so low key, you don't really realize it. It would have been interesting to see him kind of play with the big boys. And again, I didn't say you have to have beef to do so, but if you want to have, if you want to drop a record and have everybody stop to hear what that record sounds like, this is the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's, and like I said, it would have been nice to see what he would have done with this pivot, because it was right there. And like you said, he's in the weird position. It's like, again, he likes Kendrick. You know, he obviously likes fucking Drake. You know, again, he probably knows something that we don't know as far as the background's concerned. But it'd be nice to hear him like hop on the bridges over with like fucking A$AP Rocky beatboxing in the background. You know what I'm saying? There's things here that could have been very interesting.
Yeah. So I'm actually kind of curious. You know, so this is Drake's basically second major beef, right? Where it's just like the daggers are at him. And I would say that he survived the Pusha T beef. Right? Like, you know, I don't think that his career suffered because of the Pusha T beef.
Drake is a business.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
he's a Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Yeah. You have more daggers at you. I'm actually kind of curious, does he survive this round?
I think the thing is, Drake's a unique dude. So maybe that's the issue. I'm going to ask you a weird question. I like Drake, but do you like Drake? Like, they put it this way. So it's just like, obviously, and maybe, again, I'm a certain age. So to a certain extent, I listened to a lot of Drake. He's a part of my life. There was an adult life when I was listening to Drake, right? I didn't grow up with Drake. So I don't know. So maybe Drake has like stands like Nicki Minaj, right? But I do think that Drake is an interesting rapper because he's never really positioned himself as this pure vessel of like good feelings. Like, you know, with Nicki Minaj, you have all these fucking, you know, you've got young girls, you've got queer folks are looking at her like an icon. You know, Taylor Swift, Aryan Goddess, you know what I'm saying? If you're a neo-Nazi, she's came in town. But it's just like,
I don't know if the Nazis like her though.
Oh no, but not now.
Because she's too pro woman.
She's so too, this is a heel change. What I'm saying. But you know, growing up, there's the idea of where you have these artists. They fill in a cipher in somebody's life, right? So it's like, damn, I grew up listening to XYZ. XYZ reminds me of my childhood. You know, like it's weird because I can't say that Drake doesn't have stans, but because he's positioned himself in such a weird position of where, you know, he's always just like, you know, sad. There's always an angle of being bitter. There's always an angle of being like a underdog. So I don't know if he has the same level of fanaticism as everybody else. So it's weird because it's just like, can he take Drake down a peg if he's already like kind of said that he's fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Kind of, if that makes any weird sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah, I think so. And look, I think like the more interesting thing about Drake is, and J. Cole too, like they have a fan base that exists outside of like the old like black hip hop dude.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, right? Like, you know, I remember when you know, the Drake Pusha T beef was happening, and, you know, there's a family friend who was, you know, I think what, 18 or 19 at the time. And I was like, oh man, so like Drake is taking it. Like, what do you feel about that? Like, this beef? And she's like, who's Pusha T? Right? You know, and I had a coworker, like, see, like, you know, I know, like, have a coworker who loves, like, you know, both J. Cole and Drake. An old coworker, like, saw Drake 3 times in Madison Square Garden. Like they have a fan base that I think is beyond this shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, and I think, like, what the more interesting thing about Drake is probably, like, Drake will probably hurt Drake a little bit more than, like, I would say, like these jabs will hurt Drake. Because he's going to be in his feelings. He's probably going to do some stupid shit. Or he's going to do something corny enough, which I think, like, the whole text with his mother thing might be corny enough to turn people, right?
But I will say this much. That was pretty funny text, though. Like, he left himself wide open for Rick Ross to flip it. But him talking about like Rick Ross is fucking high off fucking, you know, Ozempic drugs was pretty fucking funny. Like Drake has comedy. It was badly played, but I see the vision there. He just didn't think that Ross was gonna flip it the same exact way, but it was pretty funny actually.
Yeah. But I think I don't know. It's gonna be very interesting to see. And look, you know, I think all of Drake's like past few projects have been mid, but they're still number ones, right? They're still getting streams. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what it would really take to take Drake down. Right. And I don't, even if Rick Ross does it, you know, Pusha T didn't get more famous. Right. going at Drake. Rick Ross is probably not going to get more famous. Right. You know. And, you know, Weeknd and Future, they're already pretty famous, too. Like, so they're not going to get extra money or gigs or shows, right? So, I don't know. Like, now that I'm talking out loud, I feel like Drake might survive this one. But he needs to be very careful about his next move. But even if he fucks up his next move, it might be okay.
I think... They're all worldly institutions. Like, to a certain extent, maybe you can make an argument about Ross, who's not as popular as he used to be, but like, again, it's what could Drake do to Kendrick and what could Kendrick do to Drake? Unless there's something where it's really, like, terrible, where it's, and I don't want to kind of go, obviously there's been a lot of, you know, no Diddy, let's just say. There's a lot of terrible stories within the industry that's coming out. Unless it's at that level, I think that to a certain extent, you know, if it's just like, you know, the usual rapper stuff of, you know, I got better women than you, or, you know, I slept with your girl first, or all that stuff. Again, I'm just saying that's not toxic in itself. I just don't see a scenario where anybody, because again, they're too big to fail.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick announces a tour, you know, in 2027, and then it will sell out. You know what I'm saying? Drake could do the same exact thing. To a certain extent, these guys are gods. You know, the work they've done, it's in the rafters already. So it's just kind of like overtime now, if you think about it for their careers. So, yeah, no, I don't think anybody kind of takes a loss. Like I said, Drake is in a weird position because nobody really sees him as this. I think that's what it is. Like Jay-Z was larger than life. Nas was larger than life.
Yeah.
I don't really think of Drake being larger than life. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're so used. And again, maybe it could be my age, but it's just like,
But he actually is larger than life. He's larger than Jay-Z and Nas when you think about
it. But that's the thing. No, you're right. And maybe I could definitely say age. Like, maybe it's because for me is the fact of where, you know, I don't know how to describe it to you. It's like I respect the fact they're pop stars, but I see, like, it's hard for me to imagine Jay-Z stumbling on like a shoelace, right?
Yeah.
But like with Nas and Nas 2, Wu-Tang, but like I could definitely see like Drake like stumbling at me laughing at him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
No, I feel you. Yeah, no, it's definitely. So last question, let's wrap it up. It's World War III. Who are you tagging in right now? Like, who should join the battle? Who would you want to join the battle?
Well, here, I think that right now, if you think about it, I think we've got a really good DJ Khaled album, right? So look, so we got fucking ASAP Rocky, who's really good at flows. You know, it says nothing, but he's good at flows. You've got your hook wide rider with fucking Weeknd. You know, you have Kenny who could do. I won't even factor in Kenny because Kenny's just up there. But I think we got a solid team of anti-Drake Avengers here. I think we could do a lot. If I had to tag somebody in, like I said, I think Cole was a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
I would love to hear Evil Pharrell. I would love Evil Pharrell comes out here, you know, 10 bitches doing yoga naked, that whatever he said on Move That Dope. Ah, that would be fantastic.
What team is Pharrell on? Or is Pharrell just like, hey guys, I want a diss track. I need to diss somebody.
I need cross promo of the Louis V.
So my wild card, and I actually don't know if he's actually really dropped a diss track, is Tyler.
Ooh.
Because, like, you know, now Aesop's in it. Tyler and Aesop are pretty tight. I don't think I know Tyler's, like, opinion about any rapper, to be honest.
Yeah, Tyler's a tough... I think Tyler will be a problem only because, you know, obviously they'll get a little homophobic. But he's so out there. What can you say to diss Tyler?
You can't, but the fact that he can, you know, I just remember his Funk Flex, like, freestyle, and the fact that he's bisexual and, like, just throwing out, like, very much gay references eats at the masculinity of any rapper, right? So Tyler just, like, doing, like, a, you know, a 50 Cent, like, style I shot ya. Why not? Like again, like, he has his fan base. His fan base will eat it up. Like, you know, like I the level of dick jokes and references to genitalia, I think, will be, like, phenomenal. And it would make every but rapper uncomfortable. Like, I am here for it.
Tyler would be a fantastic tag in. Yeah, no, I can't see. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, no, I get it. You know, I forget somebody, I think Styles P was just like, he kind of clowned J. Cole a little bit, but he was also like, but I respect somebody who wants to have the mental peace of mind and X, Y, Z and the maturity of it. Because I think even Kendrick, when he was talking about Kanye, and he was like, you know, he made a line about how Kanye forgave Drake and he wished to have that maturity, but he doesn't have it now. You know, I get it. You know, toxicity is bad, but it makes for great hip hop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, oh, man, I keep forgetting about Kanye. I actually don't want Kanye this album. I'm good. Let's move on.
No Kanye, and no Pusha either. I think once Pusha shows up, it just becomes a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's true. Pusha's too busy dissing McDonald's. Anyway, let's wrap this up. It's World War III. It's like one of those things where, like, do we do, like, a special report? Breaking news, Reg and Stone podcast, because we have no idea what's going to happen.
I'm going to get a mouse head and pretend I'm academics. I'm going to do an academics fucking riff.
Breaking news, Rihanna drops a diss track. Like, we have no idea right now. It is a glorious time.
That would be awesome. Rihanna would be my tag in.
That actually would be dope as fuck, actually.
Like, How do you diss Rihanna?
I would, yeah. Like, oh my God. Rihanna, Aesop, like, tag team.
Oh, that would, you know, comes on there like, you niggas, like this hard-ass, gruff voice.
Like, sample the baby in the background. I am here for it. I am here for it. All right, so let's wrap this up.
And on that note, keep the beef off only on wax.
Yeah.
In real life and in rapper lives and in your lives also. You know, it's all love. Love and positivity. Besides rap songs. Love and positivity is outside of rap songs. And we love y'all. We'll be up with the next update as soon as possible.
All right. Peace.
Peace.